Time to talk some racing, though, and great performance from the Denny Williams-trained Marsabit, winning the 2,000-metre, the Country Classic at any old odds, 240 to 1. Amy McLucas was in the saddle and lucky enough to have Denny on the line now. Denny, good morning to you.
Good morning, Middo. Good morning, boys.
And Marsabit, how's he come through it, and how likely is he to back up on Saturday? I saw you've nommed him again at Rosehill.
Yeah, Middo, look, you've got to take opportunities when they come. It is, you know, our thoughts. We will run Saturday and back him up, so just still enjoying the win from Saturday.
Yeah, Denny, were you confident before the race?
Actually, I was.
Yeah, good.
But I believe it or not, I didn't back him. I went there and I didn't have any cash on me. And as trainers do, we get that busy. I didn't get time to get to the FBOS machine to get any money out, but I was.
So Munsey and the team got it wrong then, Denny. 81, they opened
well,
up.
Well, it wasn't my money, but I was willing to tip anyone that wanted to listen to me.
Ah, outstanding. Yeah, wish we had a cent on, but we didn't, obviously. I saw you took a few to the Sapphire Coast yesterday. Any we can follow out of that bunch there yesterday?
No, it was one of those meetings. It was very on pace bias. Very hard to have a bet and back a winner with confidence there. It was just very leader dominated yesterday, and we didn't have a lot of luck, but yeah, we live on and fight on, and we've got some nice horses coming through, so plenty of races coming around.
Get to those horses, but I've got to ask you about your stable star, Shelby 66. 17 runs he's had this year, Denny, running second there at Flemington on Cup Day. What's next for him?
Well, look, we've turned him out. We'll bring him back for the autumn. He's done a good job. He took a long while to get fit. His rating after winning the Galaxy made it very difficult to place him, and we ran him in races that perhaps weren't suitable, but they were the only options that we had, and just took him forever to get fit. And it was good to see him run second at Flemington on Cup Day. And now the weather's dried up and the tracks have got hard. We'll give him a break.
Yeah, you gave him a breakthrough, a bit of a breakthrough winter as well. Can you put your finger on it, why it took him so long to get going in the spring then, I guess, but obviously culminating in that great performance on Cup Day?
Oh, look, he's a very gross horse. He's difficult to get fit. There's numerous issues that we deal with him, you know, predominantly feet. But he's not the easiest horse to train. Last preparation prior to winning all these races, he is running in the bush, of course. And he was much easier to place. And the program that we set for him is just to race him and do nothing with him. That suits him. Now he's up in those sort of better class races. It's much harder because you haven't got those races available for you. So you've just got to race him when the option comes about. And, you know, it just took him forever to get fit. So it wasn't that the horse didn't come back well. He was really flying at home. But, you know, just when you're running in Mini Everest week in, week out, it's you know, and you're not fit, you're sort of against it from the start.
Must have been a massive thrill, though, Denny, when he was going through that golden period there where you just kept backing him up and he was winning and running well.
Oh, no doubt about that. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, within 4 weeks, all that had eventuated. And so it wasn't weeks and weeks. It was, albeit the horse, you know, had raced for so long. It blew me away. I just couldn't believe it. And, you know, even now, I went to Warren at West. I'm sure you boys know where that is. And I had this young fellow, he must have been 11 or 12 year old, follow me back to the horse stores. And it didn't click on me. He said, how's Shelby? And I said, yeah, mate, he's good. He's good. And continued to walk, and he pulled me up about 20 metres further and said, do you mind if I take a selfie, you and I? And, you know, that's what that sort of horse has done, and, you know, it made me day. And it's sort of a reflection on what that horse sort of did for people. He had all the $1 and $2 punters on him, and it was an amazing ride.
Oh, that's great stuff, and certainly well deserved for yourself, knowing what you've gone through as well, Denny. And just some others we can follow in the next week or two heading to the races.
Oh, look, you know, I think maybe we haven't got much racing at the moment, but looking a bit further beyond that, a horse called Bandy's Boy, one to watch, maybe in the new year.
And are you going to be active in the sales, I guess, early next year? Or are there any, you know, shares available with any horses around at the moment?
Look, always. We'll be looking, and we're always selling shares. And, you know, we've been doing it pretty tough as far as getting our new owners in. I don't know why, but we're always open for new horses coming through. And we paid a bit of money for some horses last year. And through Shelby, we sold those fairly quickly. And, we'll be going back to the sales this year, so always looking for new owners to come in.
Okay, anyone interested, dennywilliamsracing.com.au, the place to go and get in contact?
Yeah, for sure. That's just give me a call. I'm always here. So.
Great stuff. Well, Denny, well done on what I'm sure was one of the great moments of your training career this year with Shelby 66 winning that Galaxy, and looking forward to seeing what your stable can produce over the coming months. Thanks for your time this morning, and good luck with Mars a bit, obviously, on the quick backup this weekend as well.
Yeah, thanks, boys.